This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You and I all grew up hearing the story of Namrud. Namrud was the man who regarded him as Lord, the man who threw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire, who expelled Ibrahim alayhi salam. Zayd bin Aslam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel four times to Namrud to give him dawah. And every time, like Fir'aun, he would say, there is no Lord besides me. I am the Lord. I am the one who controls everything here. And upon the fourth time, the angel said to him, okay, if you are the Lord, then gather your people. So he gathers all his people from his kingdom. And the narrations mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent these flying insects from the heavens that they covered the entire heavens. You couldn't see anything. The sun was blocked out. That's how many Allah sent. Not these little insects. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent those little birds to destroy the army of Abraha. Abraha, major army with his elephants. And when Abdul Muttalib came to him, and Abdul Muttalib said to him, Abdul Muttalib was the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to Abraha, he said, give me my camels back. He said, what kind of man are you? You are the leader of Quraysh, the leader of Makkah. I've come to destroy your Kaaba, your holiest place, and only thing you're worried about is your camels. He said, you know why? Because the camels belong to me. As for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Allah's house, Allah will protect it. And Allah sent the Ababil. One stone in their stomach, one stone in their beak, two in their claws. That's it. And the narration mentioned, so small little birds with small little pebbles. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. But when Allah throws, nothing can stop it. So those small pebbles fall from the heavens and they hit the people with such ferocity that the narration mentioned that they would go from the head out of the other end. So Allah sends these to Namrud and they come and they fill up the heavens and these little insects come and destroy his entire kingdom. Entire kingdom. Imagine, the narration mentioned that they ate away and the only thing left was the bones. But Allah wanted to show that there was only one being in control. So what did Allah do? Allah left Namrud alive. And he made one of those small insects. You can imagine how small they were. Some say they were mosquitoes. That it went through up his nose and it reached his head and it would give him so much taklif, it would give him so much discomfort that he would take a shoe and he would hit his head. He's got nobody left around him because Allah wanted to show him that who is in actually control. And this is how the man who regarded himself as the ultimate power, as the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him through what? A little insect. Because la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Because Allah is the one who is in control. There is no control. There is no quwwah besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wallahi, if you have, me and you have grown up with the story of Namrud, a small insect, then look at the time that we live in. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. One virus, not an insect, a virus. A virus is 1,000 times smaller than a bacteria. You cannot see a virus through a microscope. This virus has locked down the world. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wa ma ya'lamu junooda rabbika illa hu. Only Allah knows his army. Look at the world. You go to the stores, toilet paper is finished, all the flour is finished, all the rice is finished. People are storing up. From what? A thing, something which is airborne. You can't even see it. Who's in control? The atheist will say, I don't believe in God. Then we say, do you believe in the coronavirus? Yeah, of course I believe in the coronavirus. Have you seen the virus? No, I haven't seen the virus, but I've seen the impact of the virus. But you haven't seen God and you don't believe him. But don't you see the impact of Allah all around you? You see the impact of Allah all around, all these signs. If the sick man is a sign of the virus, then all this creation around you is a sign that Allah exists. And Allah is the creator. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And brothers and sisters, there's no way it means that you may bring a correlation here that those who have died through the virus are some Nimruds or some Fir'auns. But what I want to take from this is Allah is in control. Allah is the doer. Allah is the mudabbir. Allah is the khaliq. Allah is the razik. Allah is the musabbib al-awwal. It is only Allah and only Allah. It starts with Allah and it finishes with Allah. And we must always keep Allah in the equation on anything that we do. This, wallahi, he should make us believe that we are nothing. We have no quwwah. Who is Zahir Mahmood? Who is Asad? Who is Zayd? Who is Khalid? Nobody. Allah is the doer.